Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-M, Desmond, D-S-M-O-N-D, 9/17/2024. Date of birth is 8/29/51. Mr. Desmond is a seventy-four-year-old gentleman who's seen today for hospice face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the medical director. Furthermore, this is Mr. Desmond's Mr. Desmond is in his 14th benefit period, extending from 8/3/2025 to 10/1/2025. This is a 75-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of Parkinsonism. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. He looks very thin to me today. He's had some muscle wasting, which appears much worse. He's now eating about 25% of his meals. He's more confused. Caretaker tells me he's had issues with hallucination. Continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient's previous MAC was reported at 22. Today's MAC is at 22 as well. O2SAT's at 94% room air. Blood pressure is 160/98. He has O2 available. He had right lower extremity 1 plus edema, most likely related to protein, calorie, malnutrition. He's had history of urinary tract infection. His confusion has led to a FAST score of 7C. His other diagnoses include hemiplegia, following CVA affecting the right side, contractures of the upper and lower extremity on the right side, dementia, weight loss related to protein, calorie, malnutrition, TPS of 40%, FAST score of 7B. He's sleeping night to 12 to 14 hours a day, or 14 to 16 hours a day. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, of course. His confusion is definitely worse. He used to be able to be redirected, but no longer is the staff able to redirect him. Childlike appetite, eating 30% of his meals. Continues to have worsening symptoms despite medication for Parkinsonism. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Did I say this this patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today? Put that on top. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in his 14th benefit period going from 8/3/2025 to 10/1/2025. If I didn't say that, please put that in there. Thank you. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.